Ladies, have you ever wanted to have sex with Tim? Well, now's your chance. Hi, I'm Tim Henson from Distorted View. I've created an audio recording that simulates a sexual experience with me. So, turn up the volume because you are there. You and me, baby. Tonight's the night we're gonna make this happen. I'm gonna kiss your neck, and caress that fine chocolate body of yours. A body designed by God and perfected by the doctors at Orange County Cosmetic Associates. Your French tip nails along my back send shivers through my scrotum majora. What are you doing? You're getting awful close to me. Oh! The flick of your tongue on my lips lets me know you've had Wendy's chili for lunch. Rock that body against mine. Oh, not too hard though. You don't know the strength of your own thighs. What's that? You want me to go down on you? Well, when did you shower last? What? Yesterday? Look, don't take this the wrong way, but sometimes when you haven't showered in a while, things don't taste right down there. Huh? I don't know, like lobster bisque that's been sitting out for a while? Musty, dank, creamy. Why are you getting up? Are you going to shower? Don't go, baby. Don't, no. Baby, don't put those clothes on. Why? Because those jeans make your ass look fat, and I'm embarrassed for you to be seen in public like that. Don't turn your back on me, honey. It breaks my heart. Well, you've got some chicken coating stuck in your weave there. Would you go to KFC after Wendy's? No, I didn't say anything. We can still have sex. I just don't want my nose down there. Yeah, well, licking your ass is different. It's not supposed to smell good. At least I know what I'm in for. Look, why don't I stick a couple fingers in your cunt? I'll pull them out, sniff them, and we'll see if your pussy smells. Yeah, there is something not right. Smell my fingers. See what I mean? It's kind of like rotten perch. Huh? What? It smells like your niece. That doesn't make any sense. Weird. Look, why don't we just call it a night? You can go home, get under the covers, curl up with a nice ham. Meanwhile, I am going to jerk off to X-Tube. Keyword, fresh smelling cunt. Night, baby.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger tongue.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, everybody! Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of shows. Thank you so much for joining me. I got a great program for you. How do I know it's a great program? Black girls worldwide approve.
Shout out to Timmy Boo Henson of DistortedView.com. Mm-hmm. Mwah. Timmy Boo, what it do?
Thank you, my sweet Nubian princess. We need some more new Timmy Boo mentions. Where's Strip Club DJ? He would call in to these ghetto-ass radio stations and make them say hi to me. And it wasn't just black girls.
Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
The whole Negro community got behind me. I don't know why the blacks love me so much. Probably because I'm a uniter.
Caution. If you are turned off by the truth of what's happening on the street today, turn your attention away. Nigga Lover, the movie they tried to stop.
Now listen, that is very racist, and that's not going to win me over any African-American friends, for Christ's sake.
So real, so violent, so brutally honest, that only a few theaters dare to show it. Nigga Lover, where black and white passions explode.
The problem, and we've talked about Nigger Lover many times on the show. You know, it's a blaxploitation film from the 60s or 70s or something. My problem with this is the way he says Nigger Lover. If the movie was just called Nigger Lover, the movie they tried to stop. But the way he says nigger,
It's so angry. See, it's not the word itself, it's how he says it. And I think black people will agree. If I went up to a black person and said, "Well, hello, my nigger. How are you? How's my nigger doing today?" It's a very niggerly day, wouldn't you say? It's a beautiful day in the niggerhood. You know, that type of, you know, if I had a little pep in my voice, if I was pleasant about it, they would say, "Well, yes, it is quite niggerly. I'm grinning from ear to ear. I'm niggering all over the place." In my mind, it's kind of how the Smurfs talk. Everything's smurfy. Black people are a lot like Smurfs. Someone should really do a college thesis on that. Now, if you're new to the program, understand I'm allowed to say the N-word. I have black listeners. They have given me their blessing to say it, as long as I say it in the right context. I'm not going around calling people the N-word. I'm repeating what's in this movie trailer. It's social commentary. It's allowed.
Nigger lover, where black and white passions explode. The chase that begins with love and ends with violence.
Why am I even talking about this? I just wanted to play the Timmy Boo clip. Every time I play a black girl saying hi to Timmy Boo, I get off on this tangent or something.
Happy to know that Timmy Boo.
Jamaicans love me too. So damn lovable.
Don't worry, let's be happy, you know?
All right, enough. We've all heard this. We've all heard these Timmy Boo clips a gazillion times. We need some new ones. To kick off the show today, you know, Friday's program was best of. I took about 3 days away from the internet, pretty much. I mean, I checked my email and stuff and looked at porn. But for the most part, I was away from the internet. I needed a break. People were in out of town. It was Gay Pride. I was very busy. I would have done a show, but it proved impossible to find a rainbow feather boa this time of year in Columbus. And I needed it to complete my ensemble. I was a pantsless fairy angel with a butt plug sticking out of my ass as a tail. You may have seen me walking with the Chase Bank float. They weren't very happy with me tagging along. All right, where am I at here? I've got to talk about what went down on Friday's program. It was a best of show, but at the very beginning, I played a clip from Raymond Fortin's newest video where he discusses Distorted View and our potential interview. I'm not going to play the whole thing again because you heard it on Friday, but here's just a little bit.
Now, what about the interview?
Interview. I love Raymond so much. Although he has no idea how to produce videos. He's banging on his desk or something. I think I cut that out of the intro on Friday, but... you know, it's just what makes Raymond 14 Raymond 14.
What? The interview.
Yes, with me.
With Tim Henson.
Yes. Okay.
What should I do with the interview? What
you should do the interview. As a matter of fact, I'm going to post a link on the show notes today. Maybe I'll even add it to the website. And I want you guys to comment on the video and say, "Raymond, yes, you've got to do the interview." A lot of you have already commented to encourage him to do the interview. But I think even more people commenting will push him over the edge.
You want to do it? Well, I want to do it.
Does he want to do it? That's the question.
I mean...
Man.
I think it's effective.
Yes, it's very effective. I don't know what it's effective in doing, but if Raymond 14 thinks it's effective, it's effective.
This distorted view stuff.
Love that he said distorted view.
I don't know about it.
You don't know about it. What are you afraid of, Raymond? We love you. I have professed my love for Raymond 14 many times. I just simply want to talk to him, learn a little bit more about Raymond 14, learn about Harpo Jarvey and the fish pillow and stuff like that. We're huge followers. I've been following him for years. It's about time we talk to him, right? So, Raymond 14, if you're listening, please contact me. I have Skype. We can Skype each other. We can do whatever you want. If you want me to call you on the phone, we'll do that. I am willing to work around your schedule. I really want to make this happen. It's like he's an A-list celebrity or something. I'm way more excited to talk to Raymond 14 than anyone on TV or anything like that. I remember probably my biggest interview, and I don't know if I should even say that, was with Michael Ian Black many years ago. He's sort of on television. He's been on television many times in a bunch of failed TV shows. But yeah, I'm way more excited to talk to Raymond 14. All right, let's move on now. Got a clip here of a girl just really getting jizzed on. She is loaded up with cum, specifically on the face. She's very pissed off, though, because some jerk in this gangbang blew his wad in her ear. And all she wants is to clean it out, but she has to wait until all of the other 50 guys finish
Hurry
up.
Hurry up.
Calm resolution.
Please. My ears are burning. My ears are burning.
Is she retarded or mildly deaf or something?
Guys, come on, please. My earaches really suck. What did she say? What you say? That you only meant well, but of course you did. What you say? That it's all for the best, of course it is. Dude, who just came in my fucking ear? They just aimed for my ear. That's fucked up. Yeah, in my fucking ears. Come on, guys, hurry up.
We need more cum.
Fucking asshole.
I love the director.
Try to stand up.
I'm not trying to stand up. I've got fucking shit in my ears. I'm not fucking...
Just a little bit. I will fall over. You won't fall over. Just try to stand up.
My equilibrium's all fucked up right now because I got shit in my ears.
It'll be a great ending, Missy. Stand up.
I need something for my ears. They're seriously hurting bad. Whoever that was like the second to last person that... aimed for my ears is a total fucking asshole. That wasn't fucking cool, dude. Like, I sat there and said, my ears are fucking hurting, so what's he do? Put it right in there.
I think he just rolled in, though. I think he just came in the ear.
No, he just, like, went right in there.
She felt the force of cum being blown into her ear. She knows what's going on.
Sprayed it in there. Oh.
I've never had cum in the ear. I don't know if any of you ladies have, or guys. I would assume, though, because it's thick, right? It really would block. It's thick, and then it gets dried in there. I don't know.
Fucking nasty assholes.
Using a Q-tip.
Fucking careful. Coming inside my ear, trying to give me some kind of a fucking infection or something. Mm. You know, I am fucking human still. Oh, look at that. That's fucking gross, dude. I cleaned my ears this morning. That's fucking man juice. Ew.
These must have been some of the bonus features on the DVD.
Oh, I can't hear out of my ears.
We just hear cum sloshing around.
In my eyes.
Oh, she's very sad. Don't cry.
They're full of red cum. Fuck you, asshole, if you're watching this. Fuck you for coming in my ear. I'm getting paid like 5 times the amount of all those other bitches.
Yes, you win. Moving on, I've got another porno clip here. This is very tragic. The girl is getting nailed by a guy. He gets ready to come, blows his wad right in her face. Very strong stream of cum. And I don't know if she has the flu or had a large meal. Or just hates the taste of cum, but puke goes flying for literally 2 minutes. She can't stop puking. Here we go. He's going to blow his wad right now. Do a gag.
I'm sorry.
That little splash was puke coming out of her mouth. I really wish she would have made a more guttural sound, like, bleh! But it just continues.
Wait. Okay.
Oh,
I love you. It's okay. It's okay. I like to throw Doritos. I'm sorry.
She keeps going.
Chunk
after chunk.
Oh my god.
Oh, it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
Oh, coming.
I told you.
Now the crew's losing it.
Oh my god.
Big vomit fest. Pukarama. Oh, and again. Oh no.
Okay.
Now someone gave her a Ralph's grocery bag.
Oh my god, right after the bomb shot.
Jackpot.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, dude, you okay?
Oh, she keeps going.
Oh my god, you poor thing. Well, that's some serious acidic bile. You can smell that one.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Honey, it's okay.
You don't mean it.
See, that's Jim. The guy who couldn't even be nice when the bitch lost her purse in Brazil during the gangbang. And he's very nice in this scene.
I did nine guys in Brazil, but
big
there's
deal.
No fucking way I'm going to put something in my torn pussy. All right.
Well, that's the current problem, is that she doesn't want anything in her torn pussy. God, I love this clip. I love that it just pops up randomly on the show. We've been playing it for years now.
Now, we still need to get the side view over here.
And there's so many various clips in this series. You know, I'm always playing different ones.
Now, we still need to get the side view over here on the thing. It's
what
not
do I
hardcore.
Do you fucking yourself?
It's not hardcore. Would you get out here and we get the side view on the thing of everybody?
Look, he just wants to make a good movie. That's the important. Now, I don't know how he's going to cut around this chick vomiting for 5 minutes in this new clip I've been playing, but
of everybody, because we still got to get the very ending where you have this dumb little pony thing and the ending with the donuts, okay?
Pony and donuts? What the hell's going on in that movie?
Of everybody, because we still got to get the very ending where you have this dumb little pony thing and the ending with the donuts, okay? So let's finish it. Come on, we're almost done. Everybody's waiting out there.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you, Jim. All right, let's move back to the clip I was just playing and finish it off here as she continues to puke.
We know you didn't do it on purpose.
Yep, there she goes.
I really didn't want to. Look at all this. No.
I think she's just smelling her own vomit now, and that's making her puke more.
What did you eat?
I'm pregnant. Ha ha ha
ha! Yeah! Oh, that, I wasn't expecting that one.
It's 9 past 6 o'clock at night. I get really sick. I didn't feel good. Because of all the water I drank. What is all that? What are
Yeah, that wasn't water coming up.
Cheetos.
But all that is like onions. Onion rings!
That onion ring lunch is...
You had onion rings before a porno shoot? Not wise.
Return.
Not wise. You gotta remember, she's sucking dick for two now.
Did you want us to get you a doggy bag?
Yeah, save that shit for later. That's exactly what she wants. Finally, before we get into the news today, global warming has been solved. And the answer did not come from the scientific community. It came from a dumb blonde girl. Take a listen.
They should invent air conditioning outside. Like, have big air conditioners sitting on the highway and stuff. And just blow it on people.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you think
I've thought about
work?
This before. Mm. I mean, not like...
She's been working on this one for a long time.
Like, just one sitting right here, you know? Like, if we had a lot of them, it would cool off the earth.
A lot of air conditioners running to cool off the earth.
Yes!
Shut your goddamn ass up!
I've been saying it for years now. We as a species are fucked. Our time is up. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, real quick, I would like to say something. I am...
A faggot!
Stop that.
A faggot!
Okay. I love how angry that guy is.
A faggot!
A faggot! No, I am very, very happy that I've got so many great listeners who are willing to pay $5 a month or $50 a year for access to the Super Freak Sideshow, which is our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been doing this thing since December 2004, and even prior to that in various forms. So there are tons and tons of shows, 1,000+ shows. I think we're up to like 1,400. You can download them all when you sign up for the Sideshow. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. I try to do other things for you, like video casts. I've got some new ideas in the works, different podcast ideas, not really Distorted View, but, you know, stuff I'm going to try out for Sideshow members and see what works. And that's going to be coming up, different videos and stuff like that. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, so you don't miss a thing. Tomorrow I've got an extended show for you, and, of course, Thursday's program will be exclusive. In the next couple weeks, there is going to be a full week of Sideshow exclusive programs, so sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. Lifetime memberships are available. There's a link on the Sideshow so you can purchase that. You'll never have to worry about reoccurring charges again. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, the tale of the booty call ninjas. A man told police he was attacked by two people wielding nunchucks and throwing stars after he showed up for what he thought would be a booty call with his ex-girlfriend. The 44-year-old man called police after getting jumped at around 1:15 a.m. in the alley. He said he called his ex-girlfriend and asked her to come over for sex, and she agreed. Classy. A short time... We all have needs. A short time later, Catherine M. K. que seras or something. 29 texted the victim that she was in a nearby alley, ready for him. As the man walked to her car, a masked man jumped out and hit him in the head with nunchucks. Then the woman grabbed nunchucks of her own and hit the man on the head with them as well. While investigating the crime scene, police found two throwing stars, including one that was stuck into a telephone pole. Important lesson to be learned, don't piss off your ninja ex-girlfriend. That throwing star could have been found in a much more delicate place.
Stick of nuts!
That's right, Alexis K. Tyler. The woman, Casares, was charged with aggravated domestic battery, aggravated battery, unlawful use of a weapon, and armed violence. Police were also seeking a 34-year-old man for questioning. This all went down near Chicago. I bet you this guy was starting to understand why
everybody was kung fu fighting.
It was her favorite piece of mood music. Really got her juices flowing. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from North Carolina. Britton Marcel Millsap apparently shot three women and then himself Friday night because of a rumor he had been exposed to an STD. It was all a crazy misunderstanding, though, like an episode of Three's Company, where Jack Tripper mows down Mr. Roper, Janice, and Chrissy with an AK-47 or something. It's not quite like Three's Company, but you get the idea. Britton Marcel Millsap apparently shot three women and then himself on Friday night because of a rumor he'd been exposed to an STD. Quote, he did think that was the case, but it was a lie, said Anita Day Baker. Anita Baker, the mother of one of the slain women, Alexandra J. Baker Pierce. Pierce, 23, a rising senior at UNC Greensboro, made an impromptu trip to Durham on Friday to tell Millsap in person that the report that she had given him a disease was not true, Baker said. She left Greensboro in her green Honda Accord at about 9 p.m. Who the fuck cares what color her Honda Accord was? And picked up her friends, Amisha Page Smith and Adrian Celeste Stevens, both of Durham. All three would later lie dead inside the car along a vacant stretch. What the hell went down? Millsap told his brother, Dustin Lyons, 27, that he had had sex with Pierce the weekend before the killings. Lyons said his brother was struggling with lupus and was outraged when he heard the rumor that Pierce had given him herpes, a sexually transmitted disease, characterized by outbreaks of sores in the genital area. Oh, yes, I know that well. What? The infection... I'm just kidding. I'm STD-free. For now, thanks to Valtrex. The infection can last in the body indefinitely. It was a bad situation that went down with those girls, Lyon said. He was very upset with even the person that turned him onto the girl he had sex with. He made a wrong decision, but my brother didn't live a life of this type of stuff. What? Baker said she spoke with her daughter Thursday night and thought things had been resolved. But the next day, she said Pierce told her, "This is such nonsense, and I really need to go and sit down with him in person." Bad idea. A phone call would do. Apparently, after a cookout, Millsap and Paige Smith had sex. Then, Millsap and his friend kept calling her on the phone, saying that they heard that Pierce had herpes. The kid apparently said that if he goes to the doctor and his test results come back positive, he was going to kill her. Here's the funny thing about lupus. When you take blood tests, it can sometimes cause false positive readings, especially when it comes to, herpes. Pretty much figure out what happened after that. Some broads were gunned down. Lupus can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body, even the genitals. It's most prevalent in the skin, joints, and blood. After the diagnosis, Millsap's mother said, he started to make bad judgments. Quote, I really think that had a big weight on him. It was just the small things. He was doing so well in school and with sports. It just seems like after that happened, it just started to fall apart for him a little bit. Before he died, Millsap posted daily on his Facebook wall about street life and a gun or a strap. On May 20th, he wrote, I already know, spelled K-N-O, dat you can cheat death. God sent me a strap and said, use this when you need help. Use it right and you'll be blessed. Use it wrong and be on a journey without a purpose. Road to destruction, and I'm a part of it. Very prolific. That was Brinton Millsap. Poet, lupus survivor, and self-inflicted gunshot wound non-survivor. All right, final story we have for you today. I've got some very sad news. If I could have taps in the background playing, that would be great. Seth Putnam. I don't think you know the name, but you may know the music he's created. The lead singer of U.S. metal band Anal Cunt has died after suffering a heart attack. Seth Putnam, founding member of grindcore band Anal Cunt, has reportedly died after suffering a heart attack. He was 43. Grim Kim Kelly, who handled the publicity for the band's last album, posted a message confirming the singer's death. Seth Putnam, one of the most infamous musicians that extreme metal has ever seen, the grindcore Gigi Allen, has passed away due to a heart attack. Here's a little bit of Anal Cunt. This is the song they recorded in honor of me. Thank you very much, Anal Cunt. Yeah, it's their hit song, Tim is Gay.
Tim is such a queer.
Tim is gay.
Tim is gay.
My favorite part is like the opera singer, Tim is gay!
Tim is gay!
You get the idea. Putnam had been a prominent force in various extreme metal groups, such as Executioner and Satan's Warriors. Before forming Anal Cunt in Massachusetts in 1988, the band had a strong anti-conformity ethos, not just in their offensive choice of name, but in songs, such as Kill Women, Recycling is Gay, it's Tim is Gay's sequel, and Eazy-E Got AIDS from Freddie Mercury. Their opus. In 2004, Putnam was hospitalized and went into a coma after reportedly overdosing on sleeping tablets. In an interview, of all the things to overdose on, you know, you're in this grindcore, very hardcore band, and you overdosed on Lunesta or something. Faggy. An interviewer citing the band's song You're in a Coma asked him how the experience felt. Actually, being in a coma was just as fucking stupid as I wrote it was. We did a show on August 27th in Albany, and we played You're in a Coma for the first time ever. I don't want people to think I'm a hypocrite. I don't want people to think that I can't make fun of myself. So there you go. It's a very hard time for all you Anal Cunt fans, I understand. That, my friends, is your distorted... all 12 of you. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow member Spider.
Hi, Spider. Spider, hey. As longtime listeners of the show know, is into blood play with his girlfriend. She scratches the shit out of him. His back, and he does the same to her. As a matter of fact, she got the word distorted view, or was it DV? One of the two, scratched into her thigh.
I was listening to...
There's a Sideshow exclusive video of that, I believe.
Listening to one of the backlogs of 2007. I think it was like July 1st, whatever. I'm too late to pull my
log.
But you played this like clip on the side extended stick.
Yeah, I know what
the
you're
extended
saying.
Extended sideshow of a guy getting like his balls hit with a hammer.
Sure.
Honestly, I'm gonna agree with you. I think that was fake because even if there was like three or four nails in this guy's balls, I still think that when they put the final blow, the hammer on his balls, he would have screamed a lot more. Actually, listening to that, I fucking cringe.
Yeah.
I drop, like, all these groceries and shit that I'm carrying in my house. Like, fuck, because I cringe so
I mean,
bad.
But the thing is, like, after you were hit there a couple times, maybe the pain becomes so intense you don't feel it anymore. You know, you kind of go into shock or something. I don't know. I don't know the particulars of that.
Tim, this is
never
Rob.
Been hit in the balls like that repeatedly.
Tim, this is Rob from Cleveland.
From Cleveland, one of my favorite people.
Hey,
yes.
I just wanted to kind of comment on a commenter from your show the other day. He was asking if you had any band geek.
Anything what?
I just wanted to kind of comment on a commenter from your show the other day. He was asking if you had any band geek. you know, listen to the show and stuff like that. And I just wanted to say, hey, I'm one. And even though I'm 29 years old, I still march in Drum Corps Associates. I'm not going to tell which drum corps I march in, but there you go. As for any kind of freaky story.
So there are a bunch of band queers who listen to this program. Not surprising at all.
Back in the day when I was in junior corps, there was a guy I didn't like. I was on the tenor line for a drum corps and didn't like this dude. And so I had what was called a service at the time. And I'd have her go down on me. And then I would go on the inside of this guy's pillowcase. So whenever he would go to bed at night, he'd be sleeping on like my cum, basically.
That a boy.
So I thought that was funny. Never told him about it, but it was great. Good times. Oh, and another thing, you know, a tour in junior corps, you know, well, back in the day, it was about 6, 7, 8 weeks long. And so, you know, there'd be laundry days, and, you know, he would never take that pillowcase to the laundry with. So he would go all the way through tour with this, you know, cum stained pillowcase.
So he was sleeping on your cum, basically.
On it every night.
Your cum-crusted pillowcase.
That's one story. I got a few more, but that was the one that came popped up in my head there.
Of course, all Rob right, from yeah. Cleveland comes through with the goods.
Jim, sideshow member Chad from Iowa.
Hi, Chad.
I think that the South Park creators listen to your show, and, you know, Wing and all that stuff. Yeah, but anyway, I'm watching a new episode, and there's shit coming out of the doctor's mouth, and that's been the recent topic on
that's
your
true.
Show.
That's true. I didn't even, you know, I saw that episode, and I didn't even think about the distorted view connection to that.
I mean, shit.
And then the whole, yeah.
So, I just kind of thought of that.
I wish they would come on the program and talk to me, if they're fans.
Yeah, Tim, I wanted to weigh in on the whole butt wiping thing.
See, now this whole thing sounds fake. It sounds like you're using a fake voice. So whatever you have to say, I'm going to assume is suspect.
Like, I like to use my fingers and then taste them afterwards.
Yeah, okay. All right. Don't even bother. Shut up.
Hey, Tim. It's Rob.
How can you just use your normal voice? And maybe I would have believed it.
Hey, Tim. It's Rob from Nashville. I want to tell you that I'm a sideshow member again.
Good.
I took about a year off.
Why?
I wasn't listening as much.
How dare you? Even if you don't listen to this program, you should continue to pay me. I don't understand. I can't drill that through your heads enough.
That shit. I'm a sideshow member again.
Good.
And also, I want to say that I'm outraged that Tennessee is passing a law to shave goatee and tub girl. I mean...
I know.
Come on. That's why we use the internet. You fucked up shit and shit with our buddies.
I know.
The fuck, man. I'm pissed.
Yeah, you know,
this is bullshit.
Preschool playtime or something. This is the internet, motherfuckers.
Dan.
Yeah, you sound depressed. Or drunk.
I happen to be actually super. Oh, fuck. Fucked up. First time ever being fucked up. The whole game set up pretty straight.
God. Well,
but
you
I figured this would be your
tore up from the floor up.
Stuff.
Okay. I can't even understand what the hell he's saying. Okay, call back when you sober up, Dan from Texas. Christ.
Oh, fuck yeah. Damn.
Yes?
Take that fucking cock. Take it up,
dude. Yeah? You're going to give it to me, huh? Feels fucking fantastic up there. Okay. That it? That all you got?
Lick that dick.
Pause hole. Yes. All right. Thank you very much. That was fun.
Tim.
Oh, God.
Is one of your ex-underage listeners now on 20?
Well, congratulations for being of age.
Naked. And I'm also native.
You grew up with DV. You're fucked.
It's Davey calling from Toronto here. In Ontario.
Davey from Toronto, yes.
And I was just listening to one of your E05 for them in March now.
What is wrong with my listeners?
March of 05 and it was best.
They all sound so... There's something wrong with you people. Are you just all calling high or something?
Day.
Drunk?
And, yeah, overdosing on Nesta. I forget what date that was, but pot is illegal here in Canada. Like,
You don't care about those laws, do you?
Smoke it?
Yes, of course you do.
It's hard, like, not to,
I can
challenge to hide it. Just like, you know.
Right. Well, listen. Pot has definitely taken its toll on you, my friend. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is no God.
What did you eat?
I'm pregnant.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. We will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.